Put your hands together for Jesus. Tell somebody around you, God is working. God is working. Say, God is working. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Your life will never remain the same in Jesus' name. Is there anybody that came here specifically for water baptism today? Okay. Wave your hands. How many of you? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You came for water baptism? You came for water baptism? Let me hear you, sister.
Yes. For water baptism.
Is it your first time coming here?
No, sir.
Since when have you been coming here?
I came last week.
Last week?
Yes, sir.
So, you heard about water baptism last week?
Yes, sir.
Which church do you attend?
Redeem.
Redeem?
Yes, sir.
How long have you been redeemed?
Like 3, a year.
Why were you not baptized in Redeem?
I've been baptized there.
You were baptized there?
Yes.
Then why do you want to baptize here again?
Because the explanation.
You found out you baptized wrongly in Redeem.
Yes, sir.
Church, clap your hands now. How's it now? Some people go hold into their church, oh, whether they are correct or not. Amen. God will bless you. Who again? Who came today for baptism? You, sir.
Yes, sir.
Is it your first time coming?
No, I started coming here last year.
Last year?
Yes, sir.
Last year is 4 months ago.
Yeah, November time.
November.
And here are Passovers.
Crossover.
Crossover.
Crossover night. And you have been coming since then.
I'm coming since then.
But you are not a member.
I never been a full member.
Which church do you attend?
Catholic.
Catholic. You were baptized there now.
When I was small.
When you were small. And then why do you want to baptize again?
Baptized because of there is a comment he made the other day. When people supposed to baptize when you know word of God or something. So
you had,
I have from you.
So you now know that the one you did in Catholic is wrong.
I was small then. I don't know anything.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, sir. So you want to be baptized today?
Yes, sir.
But you have been coming since last year. Why is it today you made up your mind?
Brother, since last Thursday, because I was called, come out from Pastor Prophet Sunday. My name is Ikechi. I was come out from here. So I was moved. Spirit of God, I received that day. I received many things that day.
So because of you, you decided to baptize.
Yes, sir.
If you say you don't receive, you will not baptize. God bless you. Be seated. Hallelujah. Who again?
Church, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I've been following online.
From where?
Where I live with my sister at Okuku.
You used to watch us on the television?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
And I've been coming some program, Night Vision and all that things here since then. But through your explanation about water baptism, that's why I did my baptism at Catholic Church when I was in Catholic. But I had your teaching on water baptism, how they baptized in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So I decided to do the same here.
You found out that your baptism in Catholic was wrong.
Yes, sir.
Clap your hands now if you also believe like that. Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. My name is Tayem Collins. It's my first time being here.
Today's your first time?
Yes.
And you want to baptize?
Yes. I'm from Cameroon. And I've been a member in Apostolic Church. And I have had water baptism. But the Holy Spirit is leading me that I should baptize again to renew my relationship with God.
Sorry,
the Holy Spirit is leading me to carry out the baptism.
Why will the Holy Ghost lead you again to rebaptize? Why?
For the way I'm seeing, because I failed in my Christian journey many times.
You failed?
Yes.
That's why you want to rebaptize?
Yes.
Then why don't you go back to the apostolic where you first baptized and baptize there again? Why here? You want to answer me? You belong to apostolic.
By the grace of God, from now I'm not more in apostolic church.
Why?
Because now I'm under a mentor. By the grace of God, I'm a servant of God, please.
Your mentor, who is your mentor?
Apostle Emmanuel.
Apostle Emmanuel?
Yeah, he's from Cameroon also.
He doesn't baptize people.
He has not yet started ministry. We are still in prayer, sir.
And he's mentoring you?
Yes, sir.
I will advise you not to baptize. Because the reason for baptism, there is no need for it. As far as you are concerned, you are coming here to baptize because you feel that you should renew your covenant with God again. That's all. Not that you think that your former baptism is wrong. Now, you baptize only once if you did it correctly. You baptize again only if you discover you did it wrongly. Because baptism is dying with Christ, being buried with Him, and resurrecting with Him. And Jesus Christ no die more than once. So you die only once with Him. Unless you found out you did it wrongly, there is no need to go and baptize. Okay? No need. Until you baptize correctly.
So the day that the water baptism took place, among all those that my pastor baptized them, but because it is a social man of Apostolic Church, among the ministers of God, they call him Reverend Paul Tom Kamga from Cameroon.
Just a moment. How did you know about this ministry?
It is a brother that directed me here.
Today, to come here today.
Yes.
What did he direct you to come here to do?
He explained, he told me a lot of things concerning the ministry.
Give me one thing he told you.
By the grace of God, when he came, he told us about the testimony, what God is doing in the ministry. And he shared us his testimony that he had a prophecy here that the prophet spoke to him and told him about his wife. The wife that took his picture and went to the elective doctors to help him down.
Praise God. That's why he decided to come. Now you came and you want to baptize. Why should you baptize again here? I thought they told you about baptism here. Yeah, that's why you came to be baptized. God bless you. Sit down. Can we clap our hands for our God? Hallelujah. There is wrong baptism and there is correct baptism. And when many of you have listened to it, to that message, that is the only message we preach on Tuesday because of the importance of water baptism. Both to your salvation and to your lasting deliverance. We have explained it and then told you why Satan messed it up and why even the big names you know cannot baptize correctly. And we told you why. And God humble, come to our humble self here through that same ministry of that man and open our eyes of understanding. And then we tell the whole world what the Bible says and what did your denomination say. And you have to hold on to either of them. You hold on to the Bible or you hold on to your church. And I always like to remind you, that there is no redeemed in heaven, no Catholic in heaven, no Bride Assembly Church in heaven, no choosing in heaven. If we are all heaven at last, we will not be in heaven because we are in any church. We are in heaven because we have fulfilled the Bible criteria for going to heaven. So follow the Bible, don't follow church. If that church is outside the Bible, you stay with the Bible. Praise the Lord. And that's what we say here. They don't like us. They don't like the way we preach. They've done everything to send us out of this place. But who has the final say? They demolished the church. But God used that demolition to tell them that church is not a building. Church is a revelation. Upon this rock, I will build my church. Which rock? The rock of the revelation of who Jesus is. And that rock is not any church denomination you belong to. You may scatter this church building, but you cannot scatter my salvation. And I hope they have got the message. Praise the Lord. Because when they demolished this church, more fire to preach came upon us. Under canopy, we were preaching. Rain will come and one strange occultic breeze, demonic breeze, we just go and tear the tent to pieces. Then it will stop. The rain will beat us. The top people will go away. People will enter rain and start worshiping God. The thing tired them. Praise the Lord. And when God made his point clear to the enemy that I say I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There is a king in Israel. I mean, in the Bible, King Cyrus. Isaiah 44, Isaiah 45. That God raised to go and build the city. He was not a Jew. Amen. Hallelujah. And when it was time for this church to be restored back to her land and her peace restored, God made a way. And then when I met the governor, amen, in my presence, he ordered them, don't touch that church, leave them. And that is how we are still here now. We don't know what else they are planning, oh, but he is yesterday and it's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And God has never lost any battle. As long as you cherish that old rugged cross. Till my trophies at last I lay down. He said, I will cling to that old rugged cross. And exchange his honor for a crown. I will cling to that cross. You can't touch me as long as I remain with that cross. I am untouchable. That is the confidence we have. No witch. They have taken the name of this church to occultic places. Tyre. They don't take my name. Go everywhere. Tyre. They begin look for me to kill me. But you can't get me until God has finished. And if you kill me, you have promoted me to a place of glory. Because I didn't die by accident. I not die on top of another person's wife. No beer where I drink poison me. I was in my line of duty. Amen. Preaching the kingdom. Where those martyrs are, that is where I will be. Praise the Lord. And I know that Satan knows, so Satan will not kill me now. He will wait to see whether we commit sin so that we go to hell. Satan, listen. Amen. I've anchored in Jesus. The storm of life I'll brave. I've anchored in Jesus. I fear no wind, no wave. I've anchored in Jesus, for he has power to save. I'm anchored
in the rock of ages.
A man called. Can we stand up, church?